reaching through the ashes of our ruins. Welcome to Hour to Kill. I'm Isaac. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here solo for the first time in a month or so. It's been a minute. I enjoy having people on, but it's been a long enough time that I'm embracing this as well. Looking forward to it. Happy you all could join me on this special, I guess, special Thanksgiving episode. There's not really much of a theme here. I'm just playing stuff I like right now. It's Simon and Garfunkel, and we got another Simon and Garfunkel up next after this one. But how was your Thanksgiving, everyone? At home? Enjoying some time away? Maybe not from work. Maybe not more than a day or so off work, but we got some time off school. That's been nice. Been a nice mood booster. Get to relax. Spend some time with people important to you. Always good to celebrate that. Also always good to celebrate delicious food in large servings. That's as American as it gets, folks. Alright. Hope you enjoy this next slate of songs. I'll go quiet for a little bit so you can enjoy maximum focus.
Said, what a shame that he's dead. But wasn't he a most peculiar man?
My eyes and listen to you. don't you hear the stars? They glisten as we go in and out. Down where the trees grow together and the western path comes to an end. I see the sign, it says, clear weather. Will the corn be growing a little tonight? As I wait in the fields for you, who knows what grows in the morning light when we can feel the watery dew? I just can't be there with no other. Those hills will be true. Away from my sister and brother, down through the grasses so new. The air is sweet and steady, and flowers bloom out of sight. I know the sky is ready. Come meet me down here tonight. Will the corn be growing a little tonight? As I wait in the fields for you, who knows what grows in the morning light as we can feel the
where you come from. Do you swear in the night? Would it mean much to you if I treat you right? Or do you like what you're doing? Would you do it some more? Or will you stop once and wonder what you're doing here for? Hey, slow Jane, makes sense. Slow, slow Jane, cross the fence. Do you feel like a remnant of something that's past? Do you find things are moving just a little too fast? Or do you hope to find new ways of quenching your thirst? Do you hope to find new ways of doing better than your worst? Hey, slow Jane, let me prove. Slow, slow Jane, we're on the move. Do it for sure that you do the the same for me one day. So try to be true, even if it's only in your hazy. Can you tell if you're moving with no mirror to see? If you're just riding a new mind, looks a little like me. Is it all so confusing? Is it hard to believe? When the winter is coming, can you sign up and leave? Hey, slow Jane, clear your eye. Slow, slow Jane, fly on by.
That was Nick Drake, Hazy Jane, Arthur Russell, Close My Eyes, Simon and Garfunkel, A Most Peculiar Man. This particular, not Nathan Drake, that's Uncharted, Nick Drake album, Brighter Later, for no reason in particular, had only listened to his other two until this past week, and I think it might be my favorite of the three. It's very touching. I think that last one's my favorite. Both the Hazy Jane songs on that album, very good, very nice. He's deserves all the praise he gets. My personal favorite musical artist with Drake in their name, but that's just me. We got more folky, more acoustic stuff coming up. But while I got the chance to talk, this might be broken up into a couple segments over the course of the hour, but it's been a while since I've done Premier League talk. We're doing Premier League talk now. I've had basketball guests, I've had fantasy football guests. Actually, Dan, I think last time he was on last week, did talk about it a little bit. Arsenal won today. We're top of the league, 13 games played, and despite this fact, the people are still doubting us. Man City tied Liverpool to open this up. Tottenham's been hurt, and none of the other teams that are technically close in points I really am taking seriously as contenders. Sorry, Aston Villa, Brighton, Newcastle, Man United. Not happening. None of you are serious as far as a title team. I don't know if Arsenal is either, though, because they have the unfortunate thing of when you were in a much better position last season and did much worse. Not did much worse. When you were in a much better situation last season than this, and how do I put it politely? Just collapsed down the stretch. As soon as the lights got bright, you melted. You do that, team, people aren't going to take you seriously the next year. So, top of the table, but it'll be March, April, May, where they prove whether they're actually a serious team or not. In the meantime, Julian Alvarez played today, and he did not look very good. Man City looking very fallible without De Bruyne. With De Bruyne, they look like a complete unbeatable machine, but without him, they look like a slightly beatable, extremely dominant machine. Liverpool are like the opposite. They're hung together. It feels like it's a team that plays with a lot of tension. I don't know how else to put it. Like, there's players that seem like they'd be playing out of position. The midfield is improved from last season, but there's still a weird balance that put McAllister as a six, which is just not the role I'd expect of him. They've got typical, I don't know, tone-setting, spraying the passes guy playing in what's normally a very important defensive position for them, but it's largely worked. So they've tweaked around to have Alexander-Arnold come inside, which seems to put him in not even the positions where he's actually his best, but it comes from kind of an obsession with he's weak defensively. Teams target him, so you got to adjust. And it's worked well for him, but it does seem like something where over the course of the whole season, they pick up another defensive injury or another midfield injury, and their team is just like five strikers all playing at once, trying to figure it out. And so far it's worked, but I'm skeptical, is all I'm saying. But at the same time, it might still be more sustainable than Liverpool, than Arsenal, just because of the talent they have. Well, that worked out perfectly. We got Towns Van Zandt now, Columbine.
Tossing hair raven, eyes are flashing blue, all the living that you're saving won't buy your dreams for you. Cut yourself a columbine, tear it from the stem. Now breathe upon the petals fine, and throw them to the wind. Watch the petals dancing, see them twirl and sing. Now all your pride and prancing, how much does it mean? Watch the petals start to fly, and then come falling down. I hear the wind begin to cry as she sees them touch the ground. All ladylike flower fair, someday you'll have to fall, and you can find me standing there to catch you if you call. Tossing hair raven, eyes are flashing blue, all the living that you're saving won't buy your dreams for you.
Never been this close before, never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long. When something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me loads when you go. Dragging clouds so high above, I've only known careless love. It always has hit me from below. But this time round, it's more correct. Right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me loads. Purple clover, queen and lace, crimson hair across your face. You can make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me too much, love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy, crickets talking back and forth in rhyme. Blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize the time. Situations have ended sad, relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. But there's no way I can compare all them scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. You're gonna make me give myself a good talking to. I look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco or Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I see you in the sky above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Sleep 3 feet away. darkness and cold, darkness and cold, patiently encroaching on the animal. Weather of forever retaking control. Darkness and cold, darkness and cold, darkness and cold, darkness and cold, rolled into the holes in the stories I told. Conditions I'm wishing weren't taking control. Darkness and cold, darkness and cold.
That was another nice stretch of songs. We had Purple Mountains, Darkness and Cold. That's Dave Berryman's final spinoff project. Spinoff? I don't know if that's the way to put it. A gorgeous album. Extremely sad, but going in knowing what the subject matter was, I was really surprised to hear stuff that sounded like that last song, even if the lyrics are obviously, you know, the light of my life is going out tonight. I don't know. It still sounds fun. We got a... that I love. We got... before that, I've been playing... trying to play a song from 69 Love Songs every week, or at least a Magnetic Field song. Just not too difficult. There's quite a lot of love songs on that album. That one was Nothing Matters When We're Dancing. Before that, You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go, Dylan. Columbine, Townsend's Aunt. That will do it for the sort of acoustic section of the show, unless one of you listeners out there wants to call into the number on the website, wants to text my phone number, wants to send a message in the DJ chat. If you want to request songs, request something to talk about, you got another half hour to do so before I get out of here. And you know what? Most people over this Thanksgiving break, they've gone home. I stuck around, went to my girlfriend's Thanksgiving, but I'm around the studio now, so you might not hear another human voice for a while. That could also be wrong, and there is a decent chance at the end of this hour, the next host actually walks in. So maybe just disregard whatever I'm saying. What else can we talk about? This American football is playing right now. There's some American football going on today, but it's college football. I'm not really in the loop on college football. I'm going to go over my fantasy football team now. I have Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs this year. They're both getting points individually, but the Bills kind of stink. Whenever one does good, the other usually does good. However, when one does bad, it means both of them did really bad and I lose. So they're playing an actual good team, which means they'll probably step it up. I started Deebo Samuel because he's playing the Seahawks, and I thought, oh, one, he always does well against the Seahawks, and two, this Seahawks team is not cut out to compete this year, and they're hurt, and it's going to be an underwhelming blowout, and that is exactly what happened. So I'm prescient, I guess. I knew exactly what would happen. It would be unenjoyable for everybody who isn't a Niners fan. I got Travis Kelce. He has been disappointing. He's 34 years old, which is way older than most football players play, let alone play at a high level. So, hey, whatever. Off the waivers, I got Tank Dell, Gus Edwards, whatever. They'll get points. This is enough time on my fantasy football team. I have the Steelers defense. They're playing a bad team. They'll get a lot of points. What else can we talk about in here? Music is wonderful. I went to an Earl Sweatshirt concert last night. It was not just Earl Sweatshirt. Mike was there. He was one of the openers. He's very good. The Alchemist, co-artist, I don't know what the right terminology is. He was the producer for Voir Dire. I think that's the way you pronounce it, but it's a very, very, probably my favorite rap album to come out this year, out of a admittedly limited selection. I've not listened to too much, but also I had not seen Earl in concert before. It was really fun. I know, it seems like he's an interesting case of he was very big for a while, maybe not chart-topping big, but very big kind of at the moment, post Odd Future, but you know, well, Frank Ocean, Tyler, all three of them were regularly producing music that was being very well received. And it seemed like his reputation, whereas some of the others, Frank Ocean became so big and has kind of stuck around as this figure of, I don't know, he's famous without having to do much of anything, and he can kind of gesture towards doing something and he can still get a lot of attention. Tyler, the Creator, has kind of done the opposite and had a pretty consistent output and stayed in the spotlight. Both of them bigger names. And then Earl Sweatshirt has kind of just committed to the rap. All of them had different talents, but I think he had the best pure, like, songwriting and obviously lyrical ability of them, and he just kind of leaned more and more into that and got older, and I think shifted away from the original song even sound even more than either of them did, honestly. Though Tyler also changed a lot. They went different directions. He's faded. I don't know. Like, when I've talked to people at home or friends of friends or whatever, they're like, oh, I like the older stuff, but I don't know as much now. Earl Sweatshirt's still very good. Still very good, folks. Hot take. Not at all hot, but he's still very good, very enjoyable concert. The Alchemist, one of the best producers out there, although it's always funny when the rap producers go up there and it's someone who looks about as white as me, at least skin tone-wise. And they got a silly glasses on and a fur coat and whatever, and they're getting hyped. It's a good time. It's been the first concert I've been to in a while, and that was really nice. Been on a movie kick lately. This is what Thanksgiving break does. It's a nice time to bounce around and do a lot of things. Over these breaks, I always end up watching. I'll watch, on average, like 4 movies in a month, probably. But whenever there's, like, spring break or, like, the short week-long breaks, it's like, oh, I'll just watch a bunch of movies. So I've watched... In one day, I watched Sunset Boulevard and Doctor Strangelove, and those might be the two best movies I've ever seen in a same-day setting, like, back-to-back. That was pretty cool. 12 Angry Men rewatched last night. That's basically a perfect movie. So was Sunset Boulevard. So just high... Been eaten lately. It's been high-quality stuff. I'll probably continue down that pathway tonight as well. Alright, but I've been boring you all, I'm sure. I'm sure. We got Rudy Column in the backdrop. I'm trying to figure out where we're going next. Got some pop songs. Some Brit pop songs, because they're British people making pop music. And they're in bands. Maybe it's rock pop. Anyway. Folks, have you heard of the Libertines? Maybe you haven't. Probably have. This song is The Ha Ha Wall. It's by them. I think it's pretty good. I hope you agree.
Up the guitar.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. Every nose needs a home. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585, or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO, Tufts Radio. Not just Tufts Radio, Tufts Freeform Radio. Keeping it freeform, going back to another Libertine song.
Come on, it's time. an odor. Could you get me one? Two sugars would be great. 'Cause I'm fading fast and it's nearly dawn. If they knock down this place, it'd still look much better than
first thought, if my girlfriend was in a coma, definitely write a silly song about it. I know that's implying that that's actually real. It's not what happened. I know there's a song, not a song out now. The new David Fincher movie, The Killer, I've heard heavily features the Smiths, so that might be up next on the watch list. I don't know, I'm trying to figure out where to go, but maybe instead of a watch list. The thing is, right, like I have stuff I could do, need to work on over the weekend, but It's a Saturday night, folks. It's Thanksgiving Saturday night as well. Everyone's had a break. So what am I going to do? I'm going to work? I'm going to take it easy. Like the avalanches. I put this on here just to talk over it, but it's so pretty that I'm just going to boost it and play it regularly, at least for like a minute. Just listen to that. Incredible. This is Extra Kings off Since I Left You. Some of the greatest samplers to ever do it. Mixing, mashing, electronic music geniuses. Although this part is a little more abrasive than the first part of the song. No, it's great. We got another maestro electronic music, Brian Eno, later. But I'll probably just talk over that as well. Before that, kind of random. One thing that'll happen sometimes, I like to just, you know, I have a 10-minute walk somewhere. I'm just going to class. So I'm just going to shuffle my liked songs because the time it would take to pick out something versus the ability to just listen to something consistently, it's just not worth it. You know, if I'm spending 5 minutes trying to pick out an album, I'm going to listen to 5 minutes of. Rather just play something and then skip around until it gets enjoyable. So inspired by that, every once in a while I'll do that and I'll get some Russian post-punk band that I've not listened to in like 2 years, and every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, this is actually quite good. I should come back to this. So that's what I'm doing to close out the show here. Throwing back to freshman year, Hour to Kill. Get some bands that I can't pronounce or even read correctly, because I can't read Cyrillic. I got a tab pulled up here to put these names into the Latin alphabet, and then I'm not sure it's correct because it's just a random website that's converting the alphabets, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the correct way to pronounce it, and I don't know enough to know how it works. But enough preamble. This is Uvula, but it looks like Ibinya, but that's Cyrillic. That's not how you. Uvula. This is You know, I didn't get as far as putting the name in, so I'm not sure what the name is, but it'll come up for everyone listening in their cars, on their phones, whatever. You can check it. And I don't have much more to say about it. It speaks for itself.
Sure.
Well, folks, we're starting to come to the end of the hour here, but thank you all for sticking around. I'm supposed to have some bed music playing, and then nothing is coming through. All right. Thanks for sticking around this Saturday evening. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been an hour to kill. Stick around for the next hour, and you'll get pickled beets, so please stick around for that. That's what makes WMFO so great. Listening to all the shows out there, getting a taste of everyone's tastes. Just one more song after this. It's also from Bermudka. What you just heard was, see if I got this right, Samya Grusnye Pishni. I don't have any significance to any of those words, but I know that's what it says. I haven't done the translation for the last song yet. Didn't get that in time. But it's from their 2018 album, and it has 2015 in the title. So if you're scrolling on that album, you'd be able to pick it out. Thanks again for sticking around. This has been a fun hour. Enjoy this last track. I'm repeating myself now, but it's been a good Saturday. Been a good Thanksgiving break. Hope it's been that way for you too. Adios.
Ты поймешь.